Welcome to Using DECnet VAX Module 1. This audio tape is to be used in conjunction with your workbook, but there's no need to use it now. Please put it aside and I'll tell you when to pick it up again. The way this audio tape works is easy. I will introduce you to some people who are trying to solve a problem in their office. You'll hear them discuss the problem, after which I will instruct you to turn to your workbook where you will find out how to solve the problem and do some written exercises. Once you have completed the written exercises, you will return to this audio tape and hear how the people solve their problem. It's that simple. Okay, let's begin. The topic for Module 1 is using VAX VMS's mail and phone utilities with DECnet. The setting is the Space Age Toy Company, and the characters are Mr. Reynolds, the regional manager, and Doris Rogers, his secretary. It's 9 a.m. Monday morning, and Mr. Reynolds has just received a telephone call from the vice president of the company, Mr. Valley. Mr. Valley has told him that he will be in town tomorrow and wants to meet with all managers who are involved in the development of the company's latest project, a toy robot called Robbie Runabout. It's Mr. Reynolds' responsibility to make sure that all of the managers attend this unexpected meeting. All appropriate managers have to be contacted to inform them of the meeting, but company policy states that telephone lines must be kept clear for incoming calls. So the secretary, Ms. Rogers, must use her computer terminal and its mail and phone utilities to make the necessary arrangements for the meeting. For your information, a utility is a program which performs a set of common functions. Mail is a utility for electronically sending and receiving messages to and from other computer users, and phone is a utility for holding electronic conversations with other users. Well, now that the scene is set, let's listen in on the conversation between Mr. Reynolds and his secretary, Doris Rogers.
I understand, Mr. Valley, and I'll take care of it. Have a good flight, and we'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye. Oh, boy, just what I need, an unexpected visit from the VP. What a way to start the week. Doris, would you please come in here?
Yes, Mr. Reynolds.
Doris, I need you to take care of something right away. That phone call I just got from Mr. Valley was to tell me that he's coming over tomorrow morning. He wants to meet with all the managers working on the Robbie Runabout project.
Tomorrow?
That's right. He's surprising everyone, and now we have to rearrange all our schedules. Please contact the project managers and tell them to attend the meeting, which will run all day. Attendance is mandatory.
No problem. I'll send mail messages to all of them right away.
Good. I want each of them to respond by 2 o'clock.
All right. I'll create an online folder to keep track of all the replies for you.
Good idea. We'll be needing the large conference room down the hall. And would you please order up a catered lunch for us? I hope we can get the conference room in such short notice.
Don't worry. I'll hold a two-way conversation with Maggie Forrest by using the phone utility. That way she can tell me right away whether or not the conference room is booked. I'll also ask her to make the catering arrangements.
Good. Also, please make travel arrangements for Mr. Valley. He's in our West Coast office.
Fine. I'll also use the phone utility to talk with Bill Tucker for that. Leave it to me. I'll take care of everything.
Thanks, Doris. I'll be glad when tomorrow's over.
Relax. It'll all go well. Great. Just what I need, an unexpected visit from the VP. Well, I better get started. Once I receive the confirmations for the conference room, I'll use the mail utility to send details of the meeting to the managers. I'd also better send Mr. Reynolds a message to remind him of his appointment for later on this afternoon. I'll send him another message later on to notify him of all the arrangements and replies for tomorrow's meeting. Oh, it's only Monday and already I can't wait for the weekend.
Ms. Rogers sure has her work cut out for her, but using her mail and phone utilities will definitely save her a lot of time. It's now time to turn to the workbook, but before you do, let me refresh your memory on some terms you may come across in the text. First, a node is a system in a network. The username is the name you type at a terminal to log on to a system. A utility is a program which performs a set of common functions. The utility for electronically sending and receiving messages is mail, and the utility for holding electronic conversations with another user is phone. Now, please stop the audio cassette by pressing stop and turn to your workbook. I'll be back with a summary for you after you've gone through the corresponding section in the workbook. Welcome back to the summary of using DECnet VAX Module 1. I hope the workbook provided you with a further understanding of how to use the mail and phone utilities. I bet it's not as bad as you thought. Let's return to Mr. Reynolds and Ms. Rogers to see how their hectic day wound up. The time is now 5:30.
So, are we all set for tomorrow's meeting with Mr. Valley?
Yes, everything's been taken care of. I sent all the manager's mail messages and got positive responses from all of them, as you know from the mail message I sent you. I also have all the replies in an online folder.
Good. The conference room and lunch are set, too?
Yes, they are. I contacted Maggie Forrest using the phone utility. The Madison room was already booked, but she later on sent me a mail message saying that she's reserved the Jefferson room for you. I also phoned travel. Bill Tucker was unavailable at the time, but I left a message and he sent me a mail message back confirming Mr. Valley's hotel and limo arrangements.
Great. It looks like you've got everything under control. Thanks so much for all your help.
No problem. The mail and phone utilities really paid off today.
I bet. Once you get the hang of it, it's easy. I remember how hesitant I was to use them at first, but now I can't imagine working without them. Well, have a nice evening and I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you. You too.
Well, that's one example of how the mail and phone utilities come in handy. Remember that the mail utility provides the user with a way to communicate messages to other users in a network. There are commands which allow messages to be sent, received, organized, discarded, and responded to. Additional features make it possible to receive a copy of the message you are sending and to use an editor to construct a message. The phone utility provides a two-way dialogue. Any user currently available in the network can be reached through the phone utility. There are phone commands to call another user, leave a message if the person is unavailable, and to end a conversation. This concludes Module 1 of using DECnet VAX. Thank you for listening. Welcome to Using DECnet VAX Module 2. From this section, you'll learn more about the uses of the mail and phone utilities and how Mr. Reynolds and Doris Rogers use them at the Space Age Toy Company. It's been 1 hour since Mr. Reynolds received Mr. Valley's phone call informing him of his visit to the company. Doris Rogers has already begun making the necessary arrangements and has just brought Mr. Reynolds a letter to sign. Let's rejoin them now.
Sorry to bother you, Mr. Reynolds, but this letter needs your signature right away.
It's all right, Doris. Here you go.
Thank you. How's everything going?
Fine, considering all I've got to do before tomorrow. I have to prepare some production and projected sales reports for our new toy robot.
How far back do the findings have to go?
Since the beginning of last quarter, April 1st.
You know, if you create a file from the mail messages pertaining to the projected sales figures, you'll have an easier time writing the sales forecast.
You're right. I can also use my mail commands to reread the beginning of those very long messages to see if I need to continue reading them and even skip back and forth to other messages until I find the data I need.
Isn't the Robbie runabout still going through some developmental changes?
Yes, it is. I'm sure Mr. Valley is worried about our scheduled delivery date. I have to discuss those changes with Jim Peters and Bruce Dalton today, as well as review the current phase of testing.
As you can guess, some of the managers are very concerned about tomorrow's meetings, so don't forget to check your mail messages before you go to lunch today.
Will do. I'll also forward some of their messages to one another, so we all have the same information and can plan accordingly.
Since you've got so much to do, would you like me to order up some lunch for you?
I'd appreciate that. I don't think I'll have time to break away today, except for my appointment later on.
All right. In the meantime, if you need anything else, just let me know.
Thanks, Doris. I will.
It's now time to stop this tape and turn to your workbook. After you have completed the corresponding workbook exercises, return to the tape and listen to the summary for Module 2. Begin now. Welcome back to the summary for using DECnet VAX Module 2. Let's now rejoin Mr. Reynolds and Ms. Rogers. The time is now 5 p.m.
Doris, would you please make 13 copies of this development and projected sales report?
Sure. See, you got these reports done in time after all.
Yeah, I'm beginning to feel better now, and I think everyone else is, too. I was able to put out a couple of small fires by replying to those anxious mail messages. I also use my phone utility to talk to Eric Quinn about last week's test results. All appears to be in order.
Were you able to get in touch with Bruce Dalton?
Yes, I used my phone utility to conduct a conference call with him and Jim Peters, and everything seems to be under control, at least until tomorrow.
Great. Well, I'll go get you those copies and bring them back to you in a few minutes.
Thanks a lot.
So you see, the mail utility enables you to access, read, list, forward, and print information, as well as place it in a sequential file. It also allows you to get help about commands and qualifiers you're not sure of, clear the screen of the current display, and set or show defaults being used by mail. With the phone utility, you can answer or reject an incoming call, place someone on hold, use a file as part of a conversation, get help about syntax and commands, hold a conference call, and list available users on any node in the network. Well, this concludes Module 2 of Using DECnet VAX. Thank you for listening. This begins the third and last module for Using DECnet VAX. During this episode, we'll learn why Mr. Reynolds and Doris Rogers need to access remote resources using DECnet VAX. By using the set host command, Mr. Reynolds and Doris can temporarily become local users on a remote node. It's easy to do and quite advantageous, since it allows access to all the remote node's resources. By using DCL commands other than set host, it's possible to access remote files without becoming a local user on the remote node. You can list remote directories, read and or write files, open and or close files, copy, delete, and print files, as well as execute command files. Seem a bit confusing? Well, in a little while, when you do some of the corresponding workbook exercises, you'll learn how simple it really is. For now, let's check in with Doris and Mr. Reynolds and find out how the meeting with Mr. Valley went. It's Wednesday morning, the day after the meeting.
Good morning, Doris.
Good morning, Mr. Reynolds. Well, don't you look refreshed and rested?
I feel great. I had an enjoyable dinner with Mr. Valley last night, and I think we've erased any doubts he had on us meeting the first delivery date for the new product. Once we presented him with the real facts and figures at yesterday's meeting, he realized we didn't have a problem.
Terrific. So your production and sales reports paid off?
Yeah, they did. By the way, thanks again for making all of the arrangements for the meeting.
You're very welcome. I'm glad I could help.
There are some matters I've got to wrap up from the meeting, and I'll be needing your assistance again.
Fine. What has to be done?
Well, I want to update the production files, and I need you to enter the regional budget into the corporate financial database.
No problem. I have an account on the corporate computer, so I can handle that.
We'll also have to access remote nodes to get a hard copy listing of the development costs file for the Robbie Runabout product, and to copy as well as add to some other files. But right now, I've got to meet with Gary Miller about his marketing strategy. I'll talk to you more about all of that afterwards.
All right.
Well, you've heard how Mr. Reynolds and Doris plan to use DECnet VAX to access remote nodes. It's now your turn to learn how by stopping this tape and turning to your workbook. Welcome back to Using DECnet VAX Module 3. As you can tell from completing the workbook exercises, there are many times when you'll want to access resources on remote nodes. Lots of information located on various remote systems can quickly and easily be made available to you, and now you know how. Let's now return to the Space Age Toy Company and Mr. Reynolds and Doris Rogers. It's now 3:30 Wednesday afternoon.
Doris, thanks for entering the regional budget into the corporate financial database. I think we're now up to date on all of our files pertaining to the production of Robbie Runabout.
That's good news. So you were able to access the information you needed without any problem?
Yes, I was. It's quite easy, and I've done it so many times before, I think I could do it in my sleep.
I know what you mean. And we're not even computer people. DECnet VAX makes it so easy to gather information from anywhere in the company, as long as you have an account on the specific remote nodes you're dealing with. We can copy, print, append, and use command procedures to acquire important information in such a short turnaround time.
And if I can do it, anyone can.
Mr. Reynolds, I was wondering if it would be all right to leave an hour early today. I've got to take care of an errand of mine.
Sure, it's okay. And as I said, we're all caught up in this project, and that was my main concern.
Thanks. I'll just tie up some loose ends and be on my way. Have a nice evening.
Thanks, you too.
Just as it did for the Space Age Toy Company, DECNET VAX can help you gather information on remote nodes quickly and easily. Just remember, you must have an account on the remote node if you are going to become a local user on the node. All you have to do is use the set host command. You can also do processing with remote files by using DCL commands other than set host. By simply supplying the node name and access control information when naming the file, you are able to access a remote file without becoming a local user on the remote node. These commands allow you to copy, print, delete, open, read, and write files. DECNET VAX provides you with a world of information right at your fingertips. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. This now concludes the third and last audio tape module of using DECNET VAX. Thank you for listening.